everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 11th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polly@lowshitpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, God's eternal truth becomes revealed, and it is within this parable that wisdom is the solution to the malediction of sleeplessness when the soul becomes agitated by the Holy Spirit, who beckons the reader to accept the truth of this prophecy. Without acceptance of this truth, the reader or listener will simply fall away from the light of God's eternal truth, and the abyss of darkness and sinful idolatry will be the end of those who deny the Holy Spirit. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. The first parable begins with Enoch declaring some simple facts of events such as they have happened. Then he asks a rhetorical question, the type that has no expected answer.
When the congregation of the righteous shall be manifested, and sinners are judged for their crimes, being the cause of trouble for all of the world and its destruction, when righteousness shall be manifested in the presence of the righteous themselves, who will be chosen for their good works and duly judged as worthy by the Holy Spirit as truthful believers in God's eternal truth. And when the light of the righteous and the elect who dwell on the earth shall become manifested to all, where will the habitation of the sinners be? Where will those who have rejected the Holy Spirit have for their place of worship that they be absolved? It would have been better for them had they never been born.
The thrust of this first parable was not unlike a blade, having an edge of truth sharpened and cutting to bone. There was still more to this parable, and Enoch continued.
Also, when the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed, that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God, nor born of a virgin, and sinners will be judged for their crimes of blasphemy, then those impious men who became known as the Antichrist and perpetuated those pagan lies that blasphemed God will be afflicted in the presence of the righteous and elect. From that time, those who usurp power and possess the planet will exigently cease to be exalted when extraterrestrial powers diminish their deleterious demands that all should obey them and not the one true God, the Almighty One of the universe. These leaders of false religions, the heretic priests and popes, the purveyors of oppressive governmental organizations, and all of those who defiantly deny God's eternal truth will no longer have the countenances of the faithful and holy, for the light of their eyes has been seen by the Holy Spirit, and God knows among all of them who the truly righteous are. The mighty kings of this future time will be destroyed and delivered into the hands of the righteous and holy. From that time forward and in future time to come, none of those blasphemers shall obtain mercy, commiseration, nor forgiveness from the Holy Spirit, because their lives in all the universe will have been completed.
In those days of judgment, the chosen and holy will ascend into the upper heavens, leaving the condemned seed of the fallen and the unrighteous sons of men to perish on the earth in fire.
Never shall they obtain mercy,
saith the Holy Spirit. In the tale of Gilgamesh, the mother of this fatherless son, the son of a woman, and a bastard who had no man as his father, told that beast king of how he would meet a great one, having power like that of a rock falling to the earth, and that it was a great power like that of an Anunnaki axe he used in battle to slay the armies of men. He was the son of a woman, this abomination Gilgamesh, who strode the earth like a colossus, being an aberration, dying in the deluge, that great catastrophic disaster caused by an ice comet, a rock falling to the earth as predicted, and that impact forcing the seas and the lands to trade places until the earth again regained its balance. Enoch, who was the son of man, the same as the chosen one, knew all of this that the Anunnaki knew, but not because of any evil spirits the same as them. Enoch received books of indignation and wrath, and he received books of hurry and agitation. These are the spells once hidden and now revealed. Only from the Holy Spirit may any who read them obtain mercy. All must praise the Lord God Almighty for their release from the hold of the judgment upon their souls, for having dared to read all of this and more, because all of this is truly a sacred book about Judgment Day. The truth of this statement is an antediluvian revelation. Snatched up into a silvery cloud, with the wind raising his body above the surface of the earth and taking him to see all of the planet from an extreme distance in heaven, Enoch saw another vision of the saints and their couches, where they lived in their habitations upon their beds. There he saw them living among the angels, and their comforts with the holy ones as they prayed, entreated, supplicated, and pleaded for the sons of men. While righteousness like water flowed in front of them, and mercy like dew was scantily scattered over the earth, they shall forever be in this task without ever ceasing. In that moment, Enoch saw the dwelling of the elect, the chosen and faithful believers of God's eternal truth. Countless shall be the number of the holy and the elect in the presence of God forever and ever. Enoch saw that the Holy Spirit protected their residence. All of those holy and elect sang before him, and in their voices the appearance like a blaze of fire, their mouths being full of blessings, and their lips speaking glorifications to the everlasting Holy Spirit. These righteous ones incessantly dwelled before the Lord. Place where the elect praise God forever and ever, Enoch was desirous of remaining, and his soul longed to stay among them, in that habitation praising God. There was his antecedent inheritance, and it was thus that Enoch had prevailed in the presence of the Holy Spirit, praising the Lord God Almighty for his deliverance, which is the same deliverance for all who read this spell. At that time, Enoch glorified and extolled the name of God with blessing and with praise, for he has established this cure with blessing and with praise according to his own good pleasure. Enoch's gaze contemplated the elect as they glorified God, and it was a long time, as much as 3 sleepless nights, until he also blessed the Lord, saying,
"Blessed be he, blessed from the beginning, forever and ever. In the beginning, before the world was created, and without end is his knowledge of everything, until the end of time itself, which has no end."
It occurred to Enoch that this was unusual, and he suddenly asked,
"What is this world? What is this place of every existing generation who shall bless the Lord and not sleep in the dust, but stand before thy glory, blessing, glorifying, exalting thee, and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of spirits. He fills the whole world with his Holy Spirit."
There Enoch did see and understand at last that all who without sleeping will stand before God and bless him, saying,
"Blessed be the Lord, and blessed be the name of God, forever and ever."
Then Enoch's countenance changed, and he wept with great relief, being incapable of seeing. He was finally able to look away and close his eyes to rest. Because of all this happening being known and written, Enoch saw thousands of thousands, myriads of myriads, and even an infinite number of people standing in the Holy Spirit on the four winds and all directions of the earth on all four sides. Enoch saw many others likewise before the Holy Spirit, standing in the Lord's presence. Their names he knew because the angel who went forth with Enoch declared their names to him, disclosing every secret thing. Then Enoch heard the voices of those upon the four sides, magnifying the Lord of glory from all four directions. The first voice blessed the Lord of spirits forever and ever. The second voice blessed the chosen one and the chosen, who suffer on account of their faith in God's eternal truth. The third voice petitioned and prayed for all of those who dwell upon the earth and praise the Holy Spirit. The fourth voice expelled the impious angels, those who offended God by going to the earth, prohibiting them from entering into the presence of God, those who preferred to accuse mankind for their own sins, not being repentant of their crimes against humanity. This concludes episode 11 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. This episode presented subsegments 1 through 6 of Part 2, Canto 1, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's Content Creator Resources, and all tracks are copyright-free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Poly at Losha Publishing YouTube channel. Enoch's parables present a mystery that can be solved only by righteous faith in the one true God of all the universe. The four voices are those voices of the Holy Ones whose spiritual gifts become the blessings of the Chosen One, the man who will become the Christ. The word Christ comes from Greek, and his true meaning is the Anointed One of God. The word does not mean Son of God, but heretics and pagans will say otherwise because they worship the Son of God in their ignorance and idolatry. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.